And our Linda's here. Yo, yo. Hold on, there's a yo here somewhere. Mm. Yay!
You see, that yo sounds as if it's all sweet in the garden. You just shouted at me for writing on your book.
Listen, it's my new diary for next year, and I haven't even written in it myself. And you know, stationery is a thing that I'm fussy about. It's a brand new book that cost me 20 quid. It's my diary for next year, and now you've written in it before I got a chance to write in it. I told listeners this before. If I go and buy my favourite, you know, my photo magazines, my football magazines, I won't buy one if somebody else has handled it. If it's, you know, got a crinkled corner or anything.
No,
I will go to another shop if it's the last one. But that's my diary for next year.
Well, all it did
get your hands off it.
All it did was a wee doodle on it.
Right, doodles on everything.
All this.
Listen, the day we had your man in, David Mead, and he made me draw a picture, and he couldn't see. Right, he was out of the studio, and then he came in, and using his part of his mind, he basically you thought he photocopied it. He drew the same picture, and I was saying, I'm going to bring that home and get it framed. And by the time I went to lift it, you'd drawn moustaches and glasses on all the people, and you defaced it like a school book.
You're just never going to let me forget that, are you?
No, well, because I was going to frame it. Right. Dear me. Listen, you know how when you're married, you have to keep the romance alive in any relationship, you know? So I went home last night and I made an effort. Mm-hmm. And I did, you know, and I scented candles in the bedroom. And what are you laughing about? Because you know Lisa.
Go ahead.
So I made an effort. I washed under my arms and all. Wee bit of brute. You know, cut my toenails, everything.
Made a real big effort then.
Yeah.
What did she say?
And I sent her a text. Darling, come on into the bedroom. You know. And she came in and I was standing there in my... Right. Do you want to know what you said?
No, what you said?
Yes.
That sounds about right.
That was
then.
Just teeing that up that screen. You wouldn't have to know I got a CD of Halloween sound effects for today. So there. Right. What you're going to see a film called The Family?
Yes, I was meant to go and see Ender's Game.
Right.
Except by the time I did everything that I was meant to do yesterday, I was too late.
Defaced books and stationery shops and, you know, drew all over the walls.
I was just too late to get to it. So, you know that when I was in America, I saw The Family. And the thing is, The Family is out next week.
It's only coming out here next week.
Yeah, it's only coming out here next week. It did have a premiere a couple of weeks ago and it didn't go down too well.
Well, listen, a good cast. I mean, De Niro's in it.
Mm-hmm.
Michelle Pfeiffer. Mm-hmm. Tommy Lee Jones.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll hear it. It's... Very loosely, it's about a mob family who have to be relocated to France under the witness protection program.
After De Niro turns Turk.
Right, okay. So, here we go.
There was a time when I had it all. People would ask me, what was it like being untouchable? The question they really should have asked was, what happens when it's all over?
You set a good example by snitching on your friends in the mob.
I'm sick of being a witness protection.
Welcome to France. Try to fit in. I'm getting tired of finding you a new place to live every 90 days.
So, do we still have the same names?
No, we are the Blake family.
You know what's going to happen to you and your family when they find you.
You're here to make sure that don't happen, right?
Try not to make my job impossible.
They're somewhere finding.
It's a cleanup operation. Get that family out of there.
Your family's the incarnation of evil.
What is all this grief about?
So The Family, good cast, and, you know, is it supposed to be a kind of wee bit of tongue-in-cheek comedy?
Yes, it is. And the thing is, you know, I don't like to listen to reviews. I really like this film. I love this film. De Niro's getting slated about all the films, the rubbish films. He's brought out 5 this year and they've hated every one of them. I really like this film because it's, how can you make a mob guy go straight? You can't. He's meant to be undercover. And the thing is, if someone gives him back cheek, he buries him in the garden. Do you know, he's still doing the things he did when he was a mobster.
He's still got the same
undercover.
The same feeling. Don't mess about me. Don't mess about my family. Or, I'm going to take you up an entry somewhere.
I know,
yeah.
The plumber comes to fix the plumbing and you can see him because he's not used to being told no or something can't be done. And the plumber ends up, you know, wrapped in bandages and getting thrown out the window, and he takes the plumber to hospital. So that's the different thing he does that he wouldn't have done.
Apologies to all the plumbers listening. So it's sort of dark comedy. You know, the mob family being relocated to Normandy in France, witness protection program, but old habits die hard. Is that the, I suppose, the catchphrase?
Yeah, that's it. It'd be like, you know, trying to get you away from a bookshop. It's not going to happen. You know, you go into witness protection, but you're going to bring your books with you. So, yeah, I liked it. I really liked it. It was an entertaining wee film and I liked it.
And the whole thing is they're trying to stay away from their former mafia cronies.
But in the meantime, everything they do is highlighting where they are to their mafia cronies.
Yeah, it's because normally I suppose families are told, keep a low profile, don't get in any trouble, just keep your head down, just be quiet, just be Mr. and Mrs. Average, living in Average Street, and De Niro just can't do that.
No.
Right.
He's really good in this.
So, again, the first review I clicked from one of the, like a TV critic, give it 1 star out of 10.
But you see, I've come to the conclusion that TV critics or film critics, they don't really like movies.
You see, there are, you know, and again, well, I'm like, I don't really put much stock in reviews. But certainly with De Niro, they've had the knives out for a year or two now. No, seriously. Anything he does, they go, no, it's nonsense, you know.
They just don't like him in comedy full stop, which he's very good
at. Because he's brilliant in the Fokker movies. I had to really think about it. But you know what I mean? Meet the Parents and all. He's brilliant in those as the CIA man.
Yeah, and they don't like him in films that he's really understated and maybe playing not the lead part, you know, the supporting part. They really want him to be Raging Bull all over again. They really want him to be the main man in Heat. So, I really liked it. Listen, never mind the film. I know that's what we're here about. But I was sent this today and I showed you this earlier. It's an invitation to a launch party to see a band. Now, the thing that's wrong with this is it's on the 25th of July.
July past.
2013. So sorry about that band, but I can't go.
And then you were thinking maybe it was delayed in the post, but it wasn't.
No, it wasn't delayed in the post.
It was only posted a couple of days ago. Yeah. An invite for you to go to a gig. In like a few months ago. Maybe they do think you've a time machine, because people have put forward theories. That's how you manage to do all your gigs, you know. you have a time machine somewhere.
Well, I can't go back to July. I can only go back a couple of weeks, so I can't go to that gig. So
there's a text, Johnny. You should have your Lindo on every day. Are you mad? See, even your laugh was right. I couldn't stick him every day. See,
I couldn't stick myself every day.
Right, there's Brendan Dunmurray says Linda must be cream crackered. Right,
I am. Do you know, I woke up the other day out of my sleep and there was little glass fibers in my eyes. I don't know where that came from. Glass. I mean, it wasn't in the loft or anything, but it felt like little shards of glass, sharp stuff in my eyes. My eyes are tired.
Yeah,
I hate my eyes for looking at you. Did you ever hear that? Someone really annoys you.
That is tired when your eyes are all gritty and everything else. Ah, right, okay. Oh, God help you.
You don't mean that. He doesn't mean that at all.
Get my vowel in it. So that film, because it opens here next week. So should people go and see it?
If you want to have 2 hours of just having to think of nothing and just, you know, 2 hours of numbness, because numbness films aren't bad.
That is not a great recommendation for a film.
You know, it's a good wee film. I give it a 7.5.
But I
would go and see a 7.5 film. Really good film.
Yeah, I mean, seriously. Yeah. You know, so is it a rainy day DVD blanket on the sofa film?
Yes, it is a rainy day. Yes.
So is it not make an effort? We're all going out tonight to watch the
You don't even have to wash your face to go to see us.
Some people understand your reviews. And then there's people like me.
You don't have to get dulled
up. I still don't know if that's good or bad. You don't have to wash your... I can see it on the poster now. Starring De Niro, Pfeiffer, Tommy Lee Jones. You don't have to wash your face to see this film.
Right, I'm away.
Right.
Okay.
See you.
Bye-bye.